Alex, I'm going to give you a moment for a statement, and then you, Paul, with regards to peak oil, because I want you both to give us kind of a summation of what you believe is actually happening. You first, Alex.
Well, first off, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to do this. There is nowhere what I'd call mainstream media, I mean something that has tens of millions of listeners, bigger than any cable news show by far, where this truth is allowed to come out. We have not just made these claims, we have backed them up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And if this truth does come out, which we're now starting to see even in the LA Times and places about this scam, then we can get our energy prices down and get the freedom that's associated with having that extra income to put our kids through college, to go on vacations, to have a better home and a better neighborhood, to be able to send our children to better schools. And that's why I'm so angry and upset about this, and so thankful to George Norrie and Coast to Coast AM, one of the few places in big media where you actually have free speech and you know, real discussions. And then in closing, on the subject of a final statement on peak oil, or a basic statement on peak oil, I should say, it follows the paradigm of the New World Order controllers. They're all about problem, reaction, solution. They create problems, then they scare us, and they give us false solutions. And, you know, my new film is called Martial Law. What do we hear every day on the news? How good martial law is. Well, learn what's behind martial law, who controls it, and how to stop it. Or Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Totally just an amazing book, full of documents. It gets into martial law. It gets into phony crises, crises creation that they're then set up to profit and consolidate control from. So I do hope folks will visit Infowars.com in the shopping cart. I hope they'll get Paul's book or my new video. Also, for people that are online, I have a new e-movie that's going to be out for a month only on the internet first, George, and that's The Order of Death. An individual snuck into Bohemian Grove, he actually worked there for 2 years, shot all this hidden video, second infiltration ever. We've got it on tape in the new film, The Order of Death, plus its connection to Skull and Bones, and that's available for 15 cents. That's right, just the cost of the bandwidth, at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv, or folks can call toll-free to get the books or videos, 1-888-253-3139. And again, folks, you're authorized to make copies of my videos because my only goal is to get them out to people. That's our goal, is to spread the truth and survive this attempt by the globalists to enslave us. So I appreciate you letting us promote that, George, and it's very important work. Please get it, folks.
Paul Joseph Watson, your thoughts on peak oil.
Well, my summary on peak oil would be peak oil is a top-down theory. It does not have a grassroots origin, as we referenced with the Bilderberg documents, the Club of Rome. And the people telling us to make cutbacks are never going to sacrifice their private jets, their luxury cars, their lifestyle. And yet middle-class Westerners seem to always be the ones to bear the brunt during recessions and financial meltdowns. So we're sold this scam, which is all tied together by the uniform policies of artificial scarcity, when the entire global financial system is based around popping artificial booms of wealth by creating artificial busts of scarcity. And the same goes for any major world economy. So peak oil is a theory advanced by the elite, by the oil industry, by the very people that you would think peak oil would harm, unless it was a cover for another agenda, which from the evidence of artificial scarcity being deliberately created, the reasons for doing so and who benefits, it's clear to me that peak oil is a myth. It should be exposed for what it is, which is another excuse for the globalists to seize more control over our lives and sacrifice more American sovereignty in the meantime.
George, that's always a key point to look for with hoaxes. It's all emotional, it's claims, these people never have any facts, or their numbers are frauds.
And they're making money to boot.
Exactly, anytime, exactly, George. Again, you have the very industry that's been well known for trust busting and, you know, being involved in oligopolies and monopolies, now funding this propaganda, a bunch of well-meaning dupes on board. I'm just glad that you've done the research and know that it's a fraud, but I just hope we can turn the corner. But it does seem like people that I talk to instinctively know that this whole thing is a fraud. But I just hope the folks over at Rolling Stone wake up to, I mean, literally, they wrote that article, and I'm not knocking them. I don't think they mean, you know, bad out of it. I think they've been conned. But you read that, it's like a Blade Runner slash Road Warrior Mad Max scenario where we're all living in mud huts. And that's a fraud. But when you read what the globalists have to say about peak oil, they are extremely clear. It is about controlling populations and siphoning off discretionary income. The globalists print the money. They own the central banks. They don't, quote, need more cash. Their power comes by controlling the entire economy, the entire spectrum, and they're threatened by you out there having a good life. They're threatened by all of us being independent. And that's why they're trying to push this scam, because if they don't control the energy, they don't control you. And so this is one of the crown jewels in the entire false political paradigm. And if it falls, many other basic houses of cards will start imploding as well.
I want to read an email to both of you that I got from a fellow by the name of Richard. He's a longtime listener to Coast. I shall not give, for obvious reasons, his last name. Hi, George. 3 months ago, a colleague and I were discussing oil prices and the myth of peak oil. He is employed by one of the big oil companies here in the United States. He is their number one legal and geographical researcher. In short, his reports go directly to the senior VP and president of the company to decide on where to pump. He says all of the oil companies in the United States and around the world have only pumped 8% of their findings. This is inside information from a friend and an oil company employee. Best regards, and then his name. Isn't that incredible? 8%?
If he's right, nothing's ever secret. There could be a secret CIA document about population reduction written in 73, and it doesn't get declassified till 91. But we see the manifestation of the program on the streets every day. So it's in industry publications that they're only developing a fraction of the explored and documented oil fields. Now, the number fluctuates between 5 and 10%, but I have the actual documents, and it's just funny that that's obviously a genuine email because it fits in with what we're getting.